Graham. Right, mayhem already. Lovely. There's still a few costumes if you want to join in. You might feel left out if you're not dressed up. I don't know. That's just great. Okay. Wonderful. Right. If you wanted to take a seat, those that are dressed up or stay up here, that's entirely up to you. Okay. Yeah, the images are fine. Yep.
Am I missing anything in my costume? I'm not quite sure.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Anything you want to be, whoever you want to be. You can be, you can...
Are we sitting?
Yeah, wherever you like. So we've got so many people, I don't know how many three wise men we have, but that's okay. That's okay. It's Christmas mayhem, but this is good. Right. So we are going to... Pardon? You have a... Can you do that? You can do Eeyore, that's good. You can all do animal noises. Okay. So we're going to tell the Christmas story with a difference, as you've probably gathered. Okay. Hidden in this story are the names of different crisps. Okay. Different crisps. So... Can we have the next slide, please? Okay. So whenever you hear the name of a crisp, you put your hand up and call it out. So as they say on the telly, fastest finger first or something. Okay. All right. So, and if you get it right, you keep the packet of crisps. Okay. So, okay. Are we ready? Are we ready? That's good. All right. Right. Thank you. Thank you. This is good. Thank you. Well, this is my trolley. This is my selection trolley. Because you know I love crisps.
But what's it got to do with Christmas?
That was quick. Who was that?
I think that was Bethan and Lucy, yeah.
Lucy and Dan, was it?
No. Lucy and Bethan.
Was it Lucy then? Right, my helpers, would you like to...
We'll bring them to you, don't worry.
No, we'll bring them to... We do, like on an airline, we do delivery, which I feel very much like. That's it. There's one over there and one over there. No, Margaret, you have to sit down, please.
Margaret.
You sit down, Margaret.
Sit down.
Oh, you wait till the end, all right? You'll get them at the end.
Thank you.
Okay. So, the Christmas story with a difference. Today...
Are you listening?
Today we celebrate... Something amazing has happened. The world has changed. It has a new flavour. The one who made everybody now has a body. The one true God was born as a child to show us the way to live and the way to God. The real McCoy.
Who was that? Leslie.
Leslie. Yeah. You'll all get some later because you're helping out, all right?
No, that can
okay. Happen. That's good. You can get some. I can... Got some extra ones. Okay.
So we have the
next image, please. Has it got did we do the Happy Christmas bit on the screen? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, well, let's tell you how it happened. One day in a quiet village in Israel, a young woman named Mary. Do we have a Mary? Do we have a Mary?
Come here.
An angel appeared from nowhere. Oh, look, Evelyn appeared from nowhere. Can you believe that? Appeared from nowhere. Mary. Excellent. Mary quavered. Oh,
Liz.
One there.
And Liz.
Thank you, Natalie.
And Liz. Liz.
Don't be afraid. Said the angel, you've been chosen. You'll be the mother of God's own son. He will save people and be a sensation. Sorry, I'm not looking over. You have to shout. You have to shout, all right?
I'll keep an eye on this.
Oh, thank you, love. Yep. Okay. So, well, Some people think, and they probably still do, that he'll be God's own son. the one everyone has been waiting for. Some will think he's nuts.
Yeah, it does in this one.
It does in this one.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. They might all have nut allergies, so I need to warn you that. No.
There we go, John.
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 We've only got one pack, and we've only got.
Where are the nuts?
Yeah, John's got them.
Thank you.
That's right. Jesus is not nuts, is he? But some people think that people are nuts for believing in Jesus. He's not a bag of nuts. No, thank you. So, we fast forward 9 months. Okay, there's a new tax set by the government, which hits the poorest the hardest. That sounds familiar. But, yeah, let's not get started on political stuff today, shall we? It's Christmas. Okay. From their place of birth, people have to walk a long way to register. and Leslie as well. To pay this tax. I didn't ask Chris to go round at the end, so don't worry too much, all right? Okay. And Mary and Joseph.
Oh, we need Joseph.
Can I have the next deal? Thank you.
Joseph.
Mary and Joseph. Look at this. He's come all the way. He's come all the way, especially for today. Where's the missus? You know what I did?
She's here.
Oh, there she is. There she is. Lovely. Lovely. Come on, Mary. Are you okay? Do you need to sit down yet? Are you tired? You're not. Are you? Very good. Very good. Okay. Okay. Mary and Joseph lived in Nazareth and had to travel to Bethlehem, a journey of 80 miles on foot. Mary was pregnant. The only bit of transport she had was little Eeyore here. Oh, bless him. Her. Bless the donkey. Okay. When they arrived in Bethlehem, it was so hot, they were exhausted. They were both frazzled. Who said that?
Oh. Leslie. Anyone?
Okay. Okay. Well, they knocked at the first door. Do I have an innkeeper? Do I have an innkeeper? George, you're going to be innkeeper. He's out there. Look, he's so busy with his guests. They knocked at the door. Who's come with me. Come with me, quick. Come with me. Knock at the door, Joseph. I don't think it's one of those ring things. Knock at the door. Is there any room here?
No, there's no room here. Oh, but we have a manger.
You can do whatever you like. You've got a manger. All right. Well, this happened again and again, but we haven't got enough time to do all the doors in the church. But, okay.
No, we have no room here. Try next door.
Try next door. Okay. Right, we'll try next door. Right. Hang on a minute.
Who's there?
Well, your friend next door said to try you. You might have a... have some room.
We don't have a room, but we might have a manger.
Oh, that's what we've got to do, isn't it? That's what we've got to do. We've got no choice, have we? In the day, if the internet was here, they wouldn't have gone. Because on TripAdvisor, you only had 1 star.
No, we had 5-star rating for that. We have 2 windows with a view.
Oh, right, okay, right. In the manger.
In the manger.
All right, okay, he's selling it, isn't he? He's good. Right, okay, okay. So the Bible says that Jesus was born and laid in a manger, a feeding trough for animals. Because often people kept their animals in a part of their house overnight. That would have been a bit smelly, wouldn't it? Would have been a bit smelly, but it would have been warm for them, wouldn't it? Okay. Maybe, I don't know about you, but maybe the innkeeper, with all guest rooms full, invited Mary and Joseph into his house to stay as personal guests. Well, you know how a crisp packet can feel full, can't it? This can feel very full. But there's also extra room in it when all the crisps are gone. Okay. Well, isn't it like that with us, especially this time of year? With our lives are full of stuff, Christmas preparations, family, shopping, the 8p carrots, Aldi's that I must go and get. And but like the innkeeper, there's always room for Jesus, isn't there? In here, there's always room in our lives for Jesus. Well, maybe the innkeeper, he was the first person to physically make room for Jesus, but maybe he made room in here. Maybe he thought, I need to make room. All right. Don't know, something I thought about while doing that. Anyway, I digress. Let's add a bit more flavour to the story, shall we? Shepherds. Shepherds, please. Thank you. Shepherds. Where's my shepherds? There's a sheep here. Quick. Where's the shepherds?
There's another sheep.
A sheep that's standing. Yes, and we've got some sheep in a box over there. Jack, do you want to... Esther, do you want to bring some sheep over, please? Lovely. That's good. Yes. Oh, I'll throw the sheep. Right. So shepherds on a hill outside Bethlehem. Good people. They were ready. Salt of the earth. So that again. They were ready. Salt of the earth. Yay! 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 A few over here as well. Where's my helpers? Thank you. Lovely. Ready, salted. And Lisa or Leslie or Margaret. Whoever you can reach. Okay. Watching over the lambs, the night air was rather chilly. Spot, good goodness me, have you looking in my trolley? Yeah. Do I need to hide it? I need a bit more. Thank you. Thank you. They sat round the fire, baking something. They sat round the fire, baking. Yes, smoky bacon. That's good. Yeah. Anyway, they were night security men, really. Not much of a stake in the world. Oh, steak, yeah.
One over here.
I need to get through this bit.
Yeah, we have, yeah, that's yeah. Fine. We've got more. Yeah.
A light appeared in the sky. Ooh. What's it doing? It's...
What's it?
It's getting closer.
Who put their hand up for what's it?
Who's the what's it? It's getting closer. It's getting brighter. It's angels. There was a pause. The shepherd suddenly turned chicken.
Who said chicken?
They quavered too.
Quavers.
But the angel said, don't be afraid. Good news, your saviour is born. Down there in Bethlehem. Jesus, the king. So off they skipped to see the child. And to worship him. Then the shepherds went and spread the good news. No, sorry. I pause out. This isn't the chocolate nativity. That's later on. Yeah. It's good. But you shepherds, you went off and you spread the good news, didn't you? You don't have to go. Okay. Not yet, Margaret. Not yet. Wait for it. Okay, how many three wise men do we have? How many three wise men? We've got one three wise man, have we? Come on. Where is he? Samuel? Oh, Samuel's here. You wise man? Good.
Sorry.
Let's have... I can carry the small wise man. Oh, he's his crown, doesn't he? Yeah. So meanwhile... Three wise men, image? Do we have the three wise men image set? Three wise men image? Three wise men? Yeah, thank you. Oh, look at this. Well dressed up. Thank you. So meanwhile, far to the east, men who studied the stars saw a strange light in the sky. A new light never seen before. They thought this meant there was a new king. So they decided to follow it. Didn't you? Did you follow the star? Yeah? Yeah? Oh, yes, you did. Oh, yes, you did. It's not a pantomime. Oh, yes, you did. They packed up gifts, really special gifts, not just knickknacks. Oh.
Lisa. Lisa.
But the finest of treasures.
Yep.
Do you spend all your life in the crisp bar? I certainly feel like I have. Yes, we are. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. They set out across the desert, which was deep ridged. The Ritz.
Margaret. Oh, okay, Ritz. No, no, no. I thought you said ridged. Okay. No.
Carry on this, Margaret. Many weeks later, again, another group of them were frazzled by the sun. Frazzled?
Frazzled.
Frazzled by the sun. They reached the royal palace in Jerusalem. Because this is where they expected to find... What do you find in a palace? What would you find in a palace? That's right, to find the king. That's right. This is where they expected to find a new king. Well, they found a king all right, didn't they? This gentleman here, Herod. Now, this was the palace of King Herod. He had his own family killed when they looked to be more popular than him. Herod was a total hula hoop.
Hula hoop?
So the three wise men went in. And what did you say to Herod? What would you say? I know you got no talky bit, but what would you say? What would you say? Yeah. Where's the new king? Where's the new king? Herod went crackers.
Margaret?
He said to them, he went crackers. He said, this is a palace. It's not the Ritz. And devised a plan. Oh! Hey, we woke up now. He devised a plan to get rid of baby Jesus. But they weren't called three wise men for nothing. They kept Jesus a secret. Well, just a few miles further, and following the star, they found baby Jesus. They gave him gifts of incense, myrrh. Where's your gift? Where's your gift? Did you put your gift to Jesus, did you? Oh, here we are. You can give your gift to baby or to Mary. Yeah. They gave him gifts of, what did they give him? Incense, myrrh, and gold and wonder at this child.
Brian.
Oi! I couldn't find any of them, so I'd have to make do with that. Is that all right? Yeah. Well, with all the animals there and the three wise men, I bet they felt like having a disco. So the promised king, the Son of God, was there in the manger. And that's the Christmas story. That's it. That's the end.
Thank you.
Now that's it.
The end?
That's the end. Yeah, we've done the nativity. That's it.
Okay. Or is it?
Or is it? What do you mean, or is it?
Well. Can we have the potato image, please? Have we got a potato image?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. Ready?
Okay. Miss Samuel, I want Samuel to hold a potato. Thank you. If you hold him. Okay. That's good, yeah, you can hold that as well. Hold your potatoes
up. Hold your potatoes up.
Hold your potatoes up.
If we plant just one small potato in the ground, it grows and makes loads more. Did you know that? In a similar way, from that small beginning, long, long ago, with the sharing of the good news, initiated by the angels and taken up by the shepherds who first saw the infant Jesus, now the Christmas story is told all over the world, and millions of people know Jesus, follow him, and love him.
That's right. So, with these potatoes, and we've got our little king here, we call him King Edward, okay? So however you eat your potatoes over the Christmas season, whether in roasty form at lunch today or whenever have your Christmas dinner, whatever variety of crisps that take your fancy, I hope that this fun journey through the Christmas story will act as a reminder that just like a humble potato can grow into something much bigger. The birth of Jesus, so small and humble, just like a potato, has grown into a story that has changed the world. The love, joy, and hope that he brought with him continues to spread far and wide to all people in all places, in all kinds of ways.
Just like the crisp, simple yet full of flavour, Jesus is both simple and profound, offering us the most precious gift of all, himself. He's the true flavour of Christmas, the one who brings the taste of peace, love, and salvation to our hearts.
So, as we enjoy our Christmas or our Christmas celebrations, let's savour the wonder of Jesus' birth, remembering that, in true pantomime fashion, all together now, Christ really is someone precious.
Well, I don't think that was very good.
That was awful.
No, that wasn't very
good. That was
awful.
I'm going to stand here and do it. I'm going to stand here and do it. Right. Can we do it again?
Last time. Louder this time.
Christ really is someone precious.
That's better.
Well done. Thank you. Well done.